previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
All right, on Monday this week, the president announced that the national state of disaster has ended. This, however, in no way means that there isn't a strew of carnage left in the wake of COVID. For so many, the disaster continues. A lot's been affected, from the economy to businesses, employment, mental well-being, general health. I mean, the list goes on. But something else that's been impacted is relationships. Remember lockdown with your live-in partner? How did that work out for you? Whether it brought you closer or drove you apart, there's no denying that relationships did not get away unscathed. And this morning, we're joined by DJ and event curator, Miss J, who is hosting what's known as the Lockdown Love Stories. Miss J, thank you so much for joining us. Good morning.
Morning. Thank you, team. Morning to you and morning to the listeners.
Miss J, the topic is such a broad, vast and complex one. What made you decide to address relationships during lockdown?
Well, first I have to start off by saying I'm a sucker for love, right? So, and what was interesting is that I noticed that so many relationships were affected, more so where love was concerned. I mean, if you remember, the government also set up like a toll-free line where you could actually call in if you had been abused, because it would seem that during this time, domestic violence, like literally, you know, it increased, and, you know, people were able to call in and were able to actually move to sort of like a safe spot. And, you know, in conversation that I've been having with people, I found that, you know, people actually divorced, some broke up, and I just feel that, you know, this is a conversation that was never had. I don't believe that I've been in spaces where it was really explored enough, and I just thought, you know, why not? You know, because at the end of the day, love is a beautiful thing, but, you know, it's important to know that, you know, this happened, and, you know, what have we gained from it, and how do we grow from it? And because we also know that it's not all doom and gloom, and some people literally got married straight after COVID, you know. So, you know, it was good and bad, but the conversation needs to be had. And so here I am.
You said some people got married, they fell in love. Lockdown also rekindled some relationships as well, people getting back together.
Exactly.
What do you think, though, helped some relationships survive during the pandemic and while others were crashing and burning?
Well, I mean, it's fit. I mean, in everything that we do, we got to apply a bit of effort, right? So, and as you say, lockdown thrust people together. I mean, some people have been separated for months, some years, and, you know, they've never had the time to actually spend quality time together. So if the relationship was already blossoming, so here was an opportunity where people just literally grew that and made it stronger. And, you know, they were able to connect and, you know, build something meaningful. And some already had cracks, you know, and some were already, you know, estranged. So unfortunately, you know, it boiled down to the efforts from each party, because the lockdown further exacerbated whatever was there. So if it was beautiful, it got more, you know, and it glowed. I mean, if it was darkening, you know, it got worse. So it literally boils down to what each person was willing to do. And some people are willing to go the extra mile. I mean, if you've taken that vow, some people, divorce is not an option. And some people are like, you know what, if this is not for me, then they walk away. So it's just effort, you know, and I just believe that ultimately was a deciding factor in this instance.
Mr. J, I'm laughing because you say, you know, estranged, and I'm just thinking some people chose to have lockdown elsewhere. They decided to leave their home and go and lock down with someone else.
So, hey, man, it was a crazy time and crazy things happened. Yeah. But I mean, we still talk about it, and we still want to celebrate love, because it's a beautiful thing.
Well, do you think some couples may have buckled under the pressure of financial burdens? There's a saying that we can't live on love and fresh air alone.
I mean, they're quoting over 2 million job losses, you know, in the country. So imagine entire family businesses close shop, you know. So what's the ripple effect? I mean, it had a devastating effect on those particular households. I mean, not just looking at the people that were employed within the business, but, you know, the other staff. I mean, what's happening to them? Where are they now? And I mean, if you think back to the July unrest in KZN, people were desperate. I mean, if you hear there's a macro that's been looted and you've been sitting at home, broke, unemployed, hungry, I mean, what do you do? So the financial pressures and everything just closing shop and people being retrenched left, right and center, just, you know, it obviously will put a strain on any sort of relationship. I mean, if you're a breadwinner, and also remember COVID, you know, some people lost lives. I mean, the people that some of the people that lost their lives are breadwinners, you know, so, and some people had to now rely on grants. So not having money, you know, unfortunately puts a strain on anyone. So now imagine if you have to feed children and you have to take care of your family or your parents.
The romance goes right out the window.
It goes out the window, babe. Yeah. You know how it is. I mean, you used to date night. You used your flowers, your chocolates. You used to the little things that, you know, that make it all seem rosy. So without that, I mean, what's left?
Listen, I mean, listening to you talking about the unrest and some of the other things that happened during the heart of COVID, I'm triggered already. Do you think couples may have, may need some form of couples counseling? I feel like we're all going through some form of PTSD. So do you think, it may be a good idea to get couples counseling to deal with the new state of being, even now that the worst is supposedly over?
Most definitely. Look, I mean, I'm a big believer of counseling. I mean, and now, you know, you have spaces where you don't even have to pay. I mean, some companies, I mean, I know my former company, they had an in-house program where you could actually call and you remain anonymous and, you know, they assist you. So every year I go through some form of counseling, and I even think that even before you go for couples counseling, maybe you need individual counseling, because you'll find that some of the time, you know, it's an individual thing, you know. So, and you just basically, you project,
yeah.
You know. So you project. So I believe it works, you know. But other people have other ways, you know. There's spiritual retreats that you can go to. So you can even go to your pastor. I mean, you know, some churches encourage that. So there's various means and ways of release, and you need to release. You need to let go. Rejuvenate, realign, adjust, readjust. So counseling for me is a big yes, and I encourage people to do it, because, I mean, we just need to lighten our loads. I mean, it's already so hard out there. So, you know, just if you at least like her, you know, then definitely go
Ms.
for
Jay,
it.
Ms. Jay, my curiosity has piqued. My appetite has been wet. 15th of April, you're hosting a conversation session around relationships during lockdown with acclaimed poet and presenter Philani Bubu. Very quickly, we are running out of time. Just to wrap it up, what is the focus of the discussion? What kind of space is going to be created? And, is it a platform for people whose relationships has collapsed, or is it also a celebratory space for those who found new love or rekindled old flames?
Look, it's both. Like, I call it a place of healing, right? Sort of like a retreat where you can just basically go meet like-minded people and hear other people's stories. I mean, hopefully this can invoke a space of reflection and moving past, you know, past hurts and finding new love, rekindle new love, learn new ways of loving yourself. So definitely it's a place for both healing and to find new love. I mean, let's move past everything. Let's just love, love, love. And as I said, I'm a sucker for love. And I just feel that, you know, we've moved past everything. Mm-hmm. So now let's just find love. Let's be around people that want to love. And even if you're not ready to do that, but at least come and hear how people have moved past that and have moved on.
15th of April at the One Room in Westbourne Road, Gqeberha. That is Ms. Jay, who is going to be hosting the Love Down Lock Stories, talking about how relationships were impacted during COVID. Ms. Jay, thank you so much for talking to us this morning. For more information,
you
can follow her on her socials. We'll see you on the 15th.
Thank you so much.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.